So, I'd like to offer a few words of guidance or direction, and then Simi will carry on with a guided meditation. We can look at a meditation session or walking out in the grass of Endor as walking in a field. Achu in Hebrew, nice word. A meditation session, if we see it as like walking in a field, we look at all the things that we meet on the way. There are flowers and there are thorns. There is pleasant and there is unpleasant. We look with interest. It's a new land. We are watching with interest all the things we meet in this walking in the field. Halicha ba'achu. And we try also to be a bit careful that we don't tread on the small flowers. It's a bit of care in it. If we get close, yoter karov, yoter intimi, everything opens, everything begins to show itself. It begins to open itself. We get close and we discover, we see how everything shows itself. We stay with things and they open. Like in the walk in the field, we don't know what will come next. We don't know what we're seeing, what we're seeing the next moment. Experiences come as visitors or chim. We welcome them. They may be difficult. They may be pleasant. The orchim may be, we don't want them or we do want them. We allow them both. This is our life. This beautiful image from mythology, but also from many poets, and I'm thinking of Rilke, who says that all the demons, Hashedim shenachnu pogshim, hem be'etzem nesichim sherutzim etam et ha'ahava ve'et ha'chibuk shelanu. Even if they're difficult, we welcome them. We give them space. We ask them, what are you saying? What are you saying? Everything that comes, even difficulty, comes with matanot. Our attention is attention is with our heart and our mind. Chitta is the Pali language for this. It's heart-mind. It's not just we're looking with the mind, we're looking with the heart as well. The two go together. I think we should have it change a tsumat lev to tsumat love. Just looking, tsumat love. They go together by themselves. We're learning binatalev. We're learning to see with the wise heart. They go together. And the more we practice, the more we see that our heart is always going to be there. Even if it's subtle, even if it's just telling us what's interesting. Eze ha perach hazeh betoch ha'achu, manyen. Metta. That's already the heart is there. The heart, Halev Sheomer. Ah, Manyen. Ah, Shalom. Ah, Metta. Echata. Maha Meser Sheyeshla. Yeshlacha Bishvili. So I think that our practice, our meditation practice, we can start with a refuge. I think it's important to remember that. Doesn't have to be formal, mashu formali, but a sense of I am home, ani babayit, ani, come on, Marty, betocha achu, ani po, ani betocha bayit, igati abayita. It's a sense of being held, a place to rest, a place to settle. And it's good to remember in an insecure world that we ourselves need to have to remember to be at home. It's up to us to go back home all the time, to remember we're at home. In an unstable and insecure world, we have to do it. And we can do it. Here I am, in my life, igati abaita, a place where you can rely on, efshar lismoch. Yesh makom she'efshar lismoch. It's good to remember that. And it's very steady. Here I am sitting, okay. The world go crazy? Yes, but here I am, sitting in the middle. Kamo Buddha amar, liot. Ilat menu betocha yamasoer, atzmaut shelanu. So we start with refuge, and then a little bit. Just take a moment to remember, lizkor gishot, gisha shel chpatiyut shel tzumat lev, gisha shel. Ma'amatz nachon. Lo yoter midai ma'avak, lo yoter midai kaze atzlanut ve'lo echpat. Mashu ben ve'ben. Ze ani po, ani mamshich. Ani behemshechiyut be'suk shel yitzivut betoch ha'tirgul. Ze viria, ze energia. Ze ma'amatz nachon. Shel hemshechiyut ve'liot shel, ve'lamshich liot. So that's, then I would say go to the breath and the body, because that's our basis. Breath and the body, if you like, is the ma'abada gdola. It may seem very simple, but it's the place of development. Sometimes from outside, well, od pam ani tzrich liot im haneshimot, day. Mishamem li, od neshima, day. Lo, rega. Hamaga, hachushim, hatchushot. That's our field. Zeha sadeh, zeha ha'achu. And that from, because what we learn when looking odpam, otot chushot, shel hayadayim, shel haraglayim, shel ha'peh, shel ha'neshimot, shel ha'beten, we are learning way of being, and the body is simply the vessel, hakli, that helps us to learn how to be with life. So ze lo stam rak haguf, meshamem li dam haguf sheli. It's the way we learn. It's our field. It's our kazeh. Well, I put it beit sefer. It's learning how we develop our consciousness, our heart, our being with experience. So that is the field in a way, or one part of it. So we get close and intimate with our bodily life, neshimot and the guf. We dive in, litzlol, and we stay with things. We just stay with things a bit longer each time. Just stay with things a bit longer. As we get close, everything opens. If we get close, it opens. It's like, imagine you're sitting talking to somebody at Bet Cafe, for Tel Aviv, whatever, and you're talking to somebody, and you, but you don't let that person go. What do you, and you ask that person you're talking to, what are you actually saying? What are you really saying? What's behind the words you're saying? How do you come to that? You're asking difficult questions in an ordinary conversation, and that, and it opens and opens and opens. Same with your conversation, hadusiach, im hatrushot ve'im haneshimot. What are you really saying? What's underneath? What's going on? And we do that by staying with things and looking more deeply all the time. Breaking something simple, neshima echad, into its elements. All the changes that are happening in one moment, lots of them. That's samadhi. That's going into. And slowly, slowly, things get more subtle. Yoteradin. Maybe if the neshima, we can see it moving through the body. Kesha or neshimot matchil kazeh liot chelek mia zrima shel energia b'guf. Anachnu margish neshimot nagid b'toch kol haguf. Margish eta. את התחושות, איפה הם, ואיך הם יותר עדין, ויותר חי, ורואים את החיות שלנו. So we get close and we let things open. They become more subtle, יותר עדין, יותר קולות עדינות. כל תממה דקה. The subtle voices. And at the same time, all the time we remember kindness. So it's not only we see, we are seeing as if they're our children. I'm here for you. I listen to you. I'm with you. It's an attitude of the heart. I'm with you. Sometimes big words, kindness, compassion, and so on, but it's very basic. I'm with you. I care for you. At the same time, just be aware. Kindness, you can't force it. It's not something that you can control. And sometimes we are saying, I'm with you. And what happens is we get a voice back saying, get lost. No, sorry. I want to be angry. It's okay. We can't control the heart. It's okay. Things come up. We want kindness and we get anger instead. Reactions. That's okay. It's part of the story. We allow that too. That's another visitor. We're meant to be, you know, the more sometimes, Mia Bama especially, all these big words and nice words, and I can feel, Ma pitom, how can you tell me to be kind? I want to be angry. I want to be upset. Sorry. It's fine. This is us. This is our life. It's really we. Machabek gamzeh. Gamzeh is hazmana lahakshava. Okay. A lot of the kindness is simply giving permission. Latet ishur. For things It's very powerful. It's very important. Because all the time we're giving selection, we are zelo tovli ani lo rotze zel, kol zelo mafriyali ani rotze mashu acher, v'chole v'chole mashu acher, mashu acher, mashu acher. Rega, this is, now we're in another place. We go through the field, and if there's kotzim, there's kotzim. And if there's brachim, there's brachim. We are in another place. We allow, we give permission, latet ishur. It's really important. And that makes us a bigger people. Ben Adam yoter rachav, yoter gadol, yoter mukhan lekabel et hakol veliyot im hakol. Betoch achshav, a retreat, v'gam b'chaye yom yom shalanu. So mentioned the body and the mind, machshavot. The minute we know that we're thinking, we're already in mindfulness. Just the fact that we know we're having a thought is already awareness. So, because mostly we don't know we're thinking, we're just doing it in life. If we can, we get a little clearer. What are the thoughts? Maha machshavot ele, echem kmo orchim gam, oli mofiim v'ne'lamim, mofiim v'cholfim. We take a little time to look at the tochen mental, what is coming up in the mind. Just like what is coming up in the body, what is coming up in the mind. Gam ahu. It's also a journey. And also we allow the mind and we get some understanding from it. The mind, it's not so much in control. The mind in a way does what it wants. Pitom machshuvot ka'ele, pitom machshuvot lama. I don't know. They just appear. Thoughts appear and disappear. There's something, in a way, they have their own life. The world of the mind, the tochen mentali, it has its own life. There's something, if we understand it, it's good. It means we have less, we have more understanding. Okay, this is what's arising. I will let it come, I will let it go. So we witness the mind and quite quickly come back to the body. Because the mind has a tendency to take us away. So if we know that, we say, okay, the mind has the power to take us away. But here I am back. Akshav guf. The reason the body is a good ground for our practice is because it's easier to come back to what is really happening in the body. The mind tends to steal, lignov, et atzumat lev shelanu. So, yes, be with the mind a bit and then come back to the body. And that journey, a masaktana, ben mind and body, back to the mind, back body, is helpful. Hamasa. Masaktana. Masaktana ben shechachav hizachut. Mea pam kol yeshiva. It's helpful. We see, it's a movement. It's a flexibility. Gemishut. Okay, mind. Okay, body. It's a dance. So we want to come back quite quickly to the body. But yes, see the mind. And also, Kamo Shamarti, anything that comes up is give it permission. Whatever. And we will find our heart is there as well. Whatever comes up, our אכפתיות. לא משנה מה, לגוף שלנו, לחטופים, לפלסטינאים, לעולם, לפרחים. It doesn't matter, the heart will be there. Let the heart speak. Be aware. The heart will be there as well. Sometimes we really need kindness. For example, one of the commonest kind of thoughts is ביקורתיות על עצמנו, or שיפוטיות. מאוד מאוד ידוע, ומאוד, you know, everyone. Oh, אני לא עושה את זה טוב, או אני עושה את משהו אחר, או אני לא טוב בזה, אני לא. It's so much, the usual mind is judgmental, is שיפוטי, כלפי עצמנו או כלפי אחרים. That's when kindness is really needed. With being aware of the machshavot shiputi, okay, shalom machshavah shiputi, but I love you anyway. Kindness is where we need it, and there are many places that we go through that we really, really need kindness. It's clear that kindness is healing, merapeh. So, זהו, פחות יותר, we get inspiration from allowing, from being with, from being bigger than the ups and the downs, from basic seeing and ability to and trusting and welcoming what arises. It's already a big inspiration for us here. Trusting, welcoming, allowing, it's a big change. It's something that we learn here that stays with us in our life. Okay, that's from my side. Thank you.